Rabbosai. We are in the throes of a mashal, Maisa, that the Pius Etzner Rebbe is telling over here. The Maisa starts on page Mem Dalid, but I believe that we're already on Daf Mem Vav. In the new printing, in the old printing, we're in the new paragraph. The paragraph begins, Vayhi. Where is that? What page? No, you're in the middle of a paragraph of that. No. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim melech haolam shehakol nivra. Mem Vav in the new printing on the bottom, Vayhi. That's where we're up to over here. And what we're speaking about in the middle of the story goes as follows. There was a sandaler, which means that he was a shoemaker, and he made a very modest livelihood, but he was happy with what he got. It was enough in order for him to provide for his family, and he would infuse in his family the right type of morals and ideals, that it's not about making a lot of money, it's not about olam hazeh at all, just passing through, and that what life is really about is about ruchnis, about nitzchis, about the next world. Anyway, that was life, and life was going relatively well until there was a world war. The war broke out, just as the last war. And being that he lived by the crossroads, kind of like by the highway, so during the war, people weren't traveling. There's no travel, there's no business, no money, there's no food. And the family is literally starving to the extent that the family doesn't even have... They have no strength to even raise their voices. Their lips are moving, but there's really nothing coming out of their mouth. And they're lying there on the bed, and they're basically, they're on the verge of death. So what does he do? He gets up, and... He gets the strength. He himself is obviously very very weak, but also brokenhearted over his situation. He can't provide for his family. Gets up and he starts leaving the house. And his wife calls after him. She says, "Don't leave. If we're going to die, let's all die together." He says, "I'm not going to die. I'm going out to daven." He goes to the forest. That's where he always davened. He goes to the forest and he just lets it all out. And he davens Takodesh Baruch Hu, and he talks about how painful it is, the situation, and he doesn't just speak about his individual tzara right now. He's looking like on a more broader view of things. And he talks about the Beis HaMikdash and how things were so much better back in the day, and how we felt so close to you, and now we feel like we're so distant, and we feel like we've been thrown away. And we all I want is just that I should feel... I'm not even davening to get rid of all the tzaras. I'm not even davening for that. I'm just davening... I'm looking for you. What I'm looking for is you. We're just finishing off the last paragraph. Korav Isanu, bring us close. Vizgalalanu, and reveal yourselves to us. Rachem Aleinu, have mercy on us. And be poid to us, redeem us. Shalach lon us Mashiach tzidkecha, ata, send us Mashiach now. V'nav ducha b'yira, so we could serve you in year and in fear. U'bahava, and with love, kasher levaveinu mishtoikik u'miyachlam. That's what we really want. We want to be connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to have Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashemayim. We want all that stuff. It's not lemaisa, it's not happening. But Hashem, make it happen. You bring Mashiach, it's going to happen. And he's done. That's his tefillah. Vayehi ki hir beliv kois ulispalel. He's crying and he's davening. Lots of crying and davening. V'yaf. And he fainted. V'lo hoylo b'melo hashiv es ruchoy olav min atzoyim min abechi v'yis alef. he didn't have anything to give him any. He had no strength in him. There was nothing there to give him life. He was starving. He was crying. He was drained. Beis Aleph, and he just fainted. V'hine heiriach reach toiv. Chozok ma'oid. And he's lying there, and all of a sudden he smells something. Reach toiv chozok ma'oid, a very strong, very pleasant smell. V'atoshav alav ruchoy ma'at. And it returned to him, restored him a little bit his spirits. You know that when a person faints, so there's smelling salts in order to wake him up. So he smells something. It's very powerful. And he gets back a little bit of his spirits. Vayar, and he looks around. V'hine perach yofe ma'oid asher godal biyar. And there's this beautiful flower that's growing there in the forest. U'mimeno noidef reach ha'orev. And from this flower is emanating, is coming out, is wafting this very, very pleasant smell coming out of the flower. Vayischazak, and he strengthens himself. Vayamoid, he gets up. Vayikzor saperech, and he cuts off the flower. Veotzlebesoy, and he's running on his way back to his house. Lahashiv ma'at es nefesh ishtoy ubanov bazeal koponim. He doesn't have any food, but at least they could smell the flower. And at least it'll give them a little bit of a jolt. It'll give them, wake them up a little bit, like it did to him. Vayhi baderech, he's on the way home. Vihine merkava noisa uba yashiv adon echad. And all of a sudden, there's a wagon that's coming, crosses his path. Vatamur hamerkava vayikor loha adon. And the wagon stops. Inside is the owner of the wagon, and he calls out, Shma lecha ani, listen here, you poor man. Lama lecha perach kazeh, what do you need such a beautiful flower for? Tina oisali, give it to me. Ve'etna eschorcha kesef. And I'll give you, I'll pay you for it, handsomely. Vayan ha'ani, and the ani answered him, Lo'am karena bekesef. I don't have any use for money right now. Rakim etin likikar lechem bad ishtiu banai. I need bread. I need food. I need something to give my children, my wife. Hagoyvim berov, they're dying of hunger. Zeshloisha yamim, 3 days. Etin lecho esaperech, I'm willing to give you the flour. Void evorecha cholofne Hashem, and I'll even heap blessings on your head from Hashem. If you just give me some food. Vayim kores pirchoi ba'ad halechem. They made a deal. This master had bread in his wagon, and they made an exchange. The bread for the flour. Vayoretz el beisoi sameach. He was so excited. He was able to give his family food. He went home so happy. Vahibalailo, that night. Vayaris aviv bachaloimai. His father came to him in a dream. Vihine koireas begodov. His father was tearing his clothing. Tsoyek, he was screaming, uboicha and crying, umake alibo. He was hitting himself. The father was doing this. Voimer, and he said to his son, Dalecho, you should know. The tefila that you daven today in the forest, also bira'ash lamoroim, it went up and it made a tumult, a rash in shamayim. V'chol malchei rachamim hisoyreru, and all of the angels of mercy, all of them were nisoyrer, every single one of them. V'tzaku al Hashem, and they all called out to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ad mosai loy sirachem. How long, Hashem, will you not have mercy al tzoincha on your flock, amedukim al banecha hativuim, on your children, and there's and so much. They're having so much trouble. B'necha tvuyim kolkach b'tzoras. They're drowning in tzoras. V'eshimcha einam shoychichem. And they don't forget your name. Look at them. U'becho kolkach kshurim. And they're so connected to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How long you're not going to have mercy? Mechitzas Abarzel Asher Ben Yisrael Avim Sheba Shemayim Kvar Chishbal Yishaver. There's an iron mechitza that's between Hashem and Yisrael, and it was going to break. Yeah, that moment, the Malachim, they were making so much of a tumult that it was going to break that mechitza. There's an iron curtain between us and Hashem. And if that mechitza breaks, kol ha'tfilos she'espalu Yisrael me'oz v'loy alu, ata alu. All the tefillos of Klal Yisrael. There are millions of tefillos that never made it up to Shemayim because there's a mechitza that's blocking them. Because if a tefillah is not perfect, then it gets stopped. But there's so many good tefillos that are just, they're trying to make it up. And they're about to make it up. The Ata Alu, and they're going up. V'oiru Rachamim, and those tefillos all, they created a stir of Rachamim, Mibala Rachamim, Legalois es Akeitz, to reveal the end of days, Mashiach. This was all happening. V'yotza HaKarus. And there was an announcement that went out. Kivon she'ata b'tfiloscha. You and your tfilos k'ravtes akeitz. You're the one that was the one that brought closer the end of days. L'chein yisgale l'cha. It's going to be revealed to you. Ha'perach asher boy v'hachayos es ha'mesiv. There's a flower that can revive the dead. And when you have that flower and you use it, it's all over. Everyone's coming back. Tchias HaMesim, Mashiach Tzidkenu. And they said, because it's your tefillah, it's your flower. V'oisi sholchu lovoy elecha b'chaloyim. And they told me, I should come to you in a dream tonight and tell you, take the flower to Maras HaMachpelah, v'shar kivros ha-neviyim, and all the other neviyim and tzadikim, la'achayoysam, and you can revive them. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, everybody. V'yovi es Mashiach tzikenu. So that's my job. And that's why I'm here. That's what his father says. I'm here because I'm supposed to tell you that. B'chol ha'shamayim, b'chol ha'elyoin, in all of the heavens, all of the different chambers that are there up in Shamayim, nase oir v'simcha, there was light, there was happiness. Malchei elyoin, v'nishmas ha'tzadikim samchu, all of the angels, all the neshamas of the tzaddikim that are up there next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kisei HaKavod, they're all happy. Virash Godoil, and there was a big commotion. V'yilola nase etzel ha-satan. V'akatile. The satan was in like serious trouble. And it was yilola, he was like crying, he was nervous. Mayasu meyata, what's going to be with us now? V'yisyatzu l'ramo yisoyscha. So they came up with a plan, a scheme. L'ramo yisoyscha, trick you, velito es haperach hazeh miyadcha, to get the flower out of your hands. Vezeh ha'adoin, asher kona mimcho es haperach, this master that was in that carriage, that he bought from you the perach, shliach ha'satan haya, he was a shliach of the satan, shehizganev, Lachtoiv es haperach shel tchias hamesim. He stole from you the flower of, you had in your hands flower of tchias hamesim. You just had to wait till tonight. You were going to get the instructions. Go to Maaseh Machpelah and it's all over. But that didn't happen because the Yetzer Hara sent a shliach. Got there before, and he got the perach from you. Va'ata, and now, hoy va'oy bini, oyve, lo l'chol levad harayosa. You didn't just mess it up for yourself. Ragam l'kol Yisrael, af l'kdosh Yisrael. You messed it up for all of Klal Yisrael. even for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKol Hoya Biyotcha, you had everything in your hands. Gam HaOvos, Gam HaNaviim, V'chol HaTzadikim, Af Mashiach Biyotcha Hoya, you had in your hands the tool to bring all of this back, Mashiach. Ves HaKol Ba'ad Kikar Lechem Ibarta. And you threw it all away for a loaf of bread? HaSatan v'chol malchei chabalah. Satan and all of his, you know, his angels of destruction. Atas mechem. Now they're happy. V'aleinu mitzachakim. And they're laughing at us. U'mehatlim boishim u'boichem anachnu. We're embarrassed. We're crying. Kulanu v'cholam tzoyikim. V'alecha shalom. They're asking you. Mihu ha'isha asher eskol eila hichriv. Who's the person that destroyed it? We had it all. We were like mamish right there, and he destroyed everything. There's Or Kedusha Kiba, and he is the one who extinguished. There was the light of Kedusha, the light of Mashiach, and he put it out. Could it really be that there's a Yid that did this? He threw it all away? I would say that's the mashal. What's the nimshal? And the mashal needs a lot of, you know, learning. Learn over this mashal a lot of times. And I'm sure that a lot of you have questions on this mashal to try to understand it. Va'ata bachu Yisrael. Do'igata harbi ala oni hazeh. She'ibed v'hifzir esel kol ha'koidesh. You're probably like, you know, it bothers you. You're do'ig about this poor ani that he had in his hands everything and he let it all slip away. The poor guy, he gave away so much just for a loaf of bread. If on him that you're worried, because you would think, why should he do any differently? He didn't know what was happening. He wasn't aware of the fact that this was the flower of Mashiach. Ech tidag af tikbots a tiktoif alechot. Then you should be more concerned and upset at yourself. Sheteda shetomid oimid atob in Nisayon. You know that you're always here in Nisayonis. You know where you are supposed to go, where you're not supposed to go, what you are supposed to do, what you're not supposed to do, what you are supposed to see and not supposed to see. You know clearly. There's an obvious Nisayon. And still you sell your soul for nothing, for pennies, for a ridiculous game, for a piece of meat, for just a night out with your friends, and you're selling your soul for that. And you can't stand up to that Nisayon. It's in your hands. Your destiny and your future, who you can become, is in your hands to become a goyin, a tzaddik, to bring the Shechina now here. You can not only yourself, but you can also bring other people close. As Dvar Hashem Tilmad Oysam. You could teach them Dvar Hashem. Midvar Tadrichem. And you can teach them HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. Ve'ata v'chaveirecha. You and your friends as Esaketz. V'esis Galus Mashiach Tzidkeinu Tikarvo. You can bring Mashiach. You and a bunch of friends. Rabbi, there's different tkufas in Klal Yisrael, and different people are talking about certain times that are mesugal. There's such a thing as a zman mesugal. And there are tzaddikim that are telling us that we're right now living at this very moment in a zman that's mesugal for Mashiach to come right now. Right now. We're in a zman mesugal for Mashiach. So what does that mean? That means that there's a flower out there somewhere. And it might even be that we have the flower in our hands already. Are we going to sell out because just need a few more minutes in bed, and I don't want to go get up for davening now? We're going to sell out because there's a few guys that are going out to eat and, you know, I want to hang with the boys? We're going to sell out because there's a football game and it's exciting and you're going to sell out for that? We're right now standing there right at the edge. We're right at the cusp. Mashiach is like, is ready to come. He might turn around and walk away. We don't know. But are we inviting him in? Are we holding on to the flower? Or are we just selling out? And if we look at this Ani, and we say to him, poor guy. But what are we saying to ourselves? When we know that we're going through every day, we know we have opportunities to either be big or be small. We can think big. We think, you know, right now, we don't know for sure Mashiach's coming tomorrow. But we know it could be. We know what's right to do. We're going to do it. We're going to cop out. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov has a mashal, which is very appropriate. And I think that this is a mashal to live life by. It's the story of the two beggars. Rabbi Nachman has a story of two beggars. These are two homeless people. They lived in the park together. And there's like a beggar culture, you know. They like talk to each other and they get tips on, you know, how to make some money, where you could get a nice hot meal, you know. Anyway, one of them was Jewish, the other one was a guy. And the Jewish one is like, you know, in a very good mood. So the guyish beggar is like, what are you so excited about? He goes, oh, it's Jewish holidays coming up. Got a big holiday coming up, Pesach. And it's a great holiday because on Pesach, right before they start the meal, they say, Kol ditzrich yavavi yifsach. Kol dichvin, anyone needs food. They don't turn away anyone on Pesach. So everyone gets meals in the Jewish religion on Pesach. And it's a meal, you know what I mean? It's like, so it's exciting, you know? I got it in the bag, a nice, good, fresh, hot meal. So this is like, you know, a day or two, and the other, you know, that's what he's excited about. The other guy, after a while, the guy says to him, you know, you're making me feel bad, you know? You're going to have this meal, I'm going to be sitting here alone with nothing, and, you know, I don't want you to talk about it anymore. So the Yid says, look, you don't have to feel bad. You could also, come and you get a meal too. They have to invite everyone. It doesn't care. They know you. They don't know you. He goes, yeah, but I'm not Jewish. He said, no problem. Give you a yarmulke. You go into shul. You know, I'll teach you some of the tricks. And they'll invite you. I'm telling you. It's guaranteed you're going to get a meal. I said, okay, no problem. They go to shul together and stand in the back of the shul. Sure enough, they both get invited. You know, he gives a wink to his friend. They're going to meet you back in the park. And we're going to, like, compare notes. So the guy gets to the house. And he walks in and he could smell like the delicious food and he's like excited, you know, and he's looking forward and he's like, okay, let's go, what are we going to eat? And like, okay, Kadesh, like, and then Urchatz, and he's like, okay, where's the food? Okay, first they do Karpas, it's like, you know, they give you something less than a Kazayas. He's like, oh my goodness. And then he's waiting, and he's waiting, and he's waiting, and he's going out of his mind, and they're reading, and they're talking, and discussing, and finally, okay, it's time to wash. He's great. He's like, finally! And they wash, and they give him a big kazayis of maror. The guy's finished. He just blows off the handle, storms out of the house. Everyone's like, looking like, what happened? He goes running back to the park, and he's fuming, and he's waiting for his friend to come back. A practical joke that he pulled on him, and he's like, you know, finally, the guy comes back, 2:30 in the morning, with this big smile on his face. He's like, what are you smiling about? You tricked me and told me it was a meal. I sat there, it was crazy, and they were talking, and then they gave me this bitter, and it was... So then what happened? So what do you mean then what happened? And then I ran out of the house. He said to him, you idiot. He said, the very next thing is when they bring out the food. You left right before they brought out all the food. That's Rabbi Nachman's mashal. Sometimes we're in yeshiva and we're like, oh, you know, this is taking forever and I don't understand the sugya and I'm breaking my head and I'm just like, I can't do this anymore. I'm just going to like, I don't know, I'm just going to go out and have a good time with my friends because I just can't do this anymore. And if you just stayed a little longer, then all of a sudden, it all like comes clear. You're like, wow, this is great. And all of a sudden, you know, you did the sugya three times. It's like, I still don't get it. What about the fourth time? You know, the fourth time you do the sugya, that's when all of a sudden it just clicks and it's so beautiful and it's just, and you love it. But you bail out early. So then all you left is with that bitter taste in your mouth and a piece of bread. You know? So I'll go get myself a loaf of bread. If a person realizes that we have to try to stick it out. And for sure there's times when it's more difficult. And for sure there are things outside that maybe look more enticing. Right? Can't eat a flower. So right now, I'm just not really enjoying this to be in yeshiva at this very moment. I'd much rather be out there with somewhere else doing something else. You're selling out. And if a person remembers, we just have to hold on a little bit longer. It was that close. It was so close. Just hold on. Because all the good stuff is coming. What does it help? Just the fact that you want. Shetirtze liyos Yehudi amidi. Amiti, you want to be a good yid. For sure, we all want to be a good yid. But what does that help? Im tis atzel, tis rape veloy tavoy. If you're going to be lazy, you're not going to work. So it's just going to be the whole time, of course I want to get up in the morning. Of course I want to. But what does it help us to want? Anything that happens. So then we don't get up because, you know, someone woke me in the middle of the night because, you know, my stomach hurts me a little bit because I had a headache 2 days ago, so I still can't. What is it? There's always going to be something that's going to be nothing. It's never perfect. Chas v'shalom. They'll call dover asher yira v'necha toiv tikpoitz, and then it just looks good on the surface. You're running after it. You're constantly running after things. V'chol nisoyim cotton, and anytime you have any type of test or any type of challenge, cotton v'gadol loytam, you can't stand up to anything. Ein kavanah seinu shatia zoris. We don't intend to tell you that you now, from here on, have to be the Mozaris. We don't mean to say that you should be a Zaris and do your malocha like a kichoretz bal malocha shel choy, like a person who's working, who's doing mundane work. Only when he's under the gun and his master is like forcing him and pushing him. He's pushing himself. Because then his work is dry. Then he doesn't have his heart in it. He's doing it because he's forcing himself or he's being forced from someone else. Rather, be inspired. Inspire yourself. Ruach Elokim Yisoacha. And then you should be like, the Spirit of Hashem should lift you up. You should get up in the morning because you're excited. You realize there's something important, precious. It's thrilling. And there will be like, it'll be a rush. You should strengthen yourself to serve Hashem. Beislavus Eish Kodesh. Eish Kodesh is, that's synonymous with the Pius Etzna. Beislavus Eish Kodesh. What does that mean? We get excited about a lot of things. There's very few people don't get excited about anything. But a lot of times, the Eish that we're excited about is an Eish Zora Asher Lo Tziva Hashem. It's something else. We get excited about something else. Try to channel that excitement into your Avodas Hashem. We all get excited about something. And we're running, and we're like, we're alert, we're awake. There's like a spirit to us, we're jumping. But put that into your Avodas Hashem. Then it's not hard to get up in the morning. It's like exciting. We have chakras, it's great. It's not hard to stay awake during shiur. This is thrilling. This is Reb Kiv Eger. This is a tzois nesivus. It's like, you know what's going on over here? This is like the battle of the titans happening here. You have there's the tzois, and there's nesivus, and the nesivus titans on the tzois. Did you get that? Oh my God, the tzois answered back. There's meshoivev nesivus on that. And then there's the chedushi arim that answers up when the nesivus is kasha, coming from the backside, and just like that, it gets in. It's awesome. If you're that way, so then you're not running anywhere. There's no normal place more exciting to be. But a person has to invest in order to make that happen. Chassam Sofer says, Lasid Lavoy, all of the stadiums are all going to, Gemara says, Chassam Sofer on the Gemara, all the stadiums are going to be filled with people learning Torah. Yes, Chassam Sofer, why do you have to fill the stadiums? Why can't you put them in the Bate Medrash? Why do you have to put them in the stadiums? They have to be. All the stadiums are going to be filled with people learning Torah. Says the Chassam, you know what that means? That means they're going to be learning Torah with that type of like excitement. They're going to be all, you know, people get all pumped up, and that's what it means. They're going to channel all of that enthusiasm they have for absolutely nothing, for things that make no difference. Channel that to something that is eternal, that's nitzchius, that gives you meaning and purpose, that connects you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have that, and you can make it so thrilling that you'll never want to leave the Beis Medrash. If you do that, so then you're turned on. It's not like you're forcing yourself to be here. It could start with that. It starts with just force yourself to be here. It starts to like push that out of your life. Because it takes a certain amount of detox. It does, right? You know, the reality is that there are certain things that's an acquired taste that we become that way. Gemara Ksubis speaks about an avdo behefker nichale. An eved likes to be hefker, he likes to be with guys, with shiksas. The slaves like that. This is only if they like were gedolim, because that's become their lifestyle. That's what they know. But if you take a child from when he's young and you teach him and to appreciate what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael, it's a schosula. So we have to teach ourselves. We have to teach ourselves to appreciate the beauty of what it means of ruchnis, of tefillah, of Torah, of Chesed, of all those things. And then when we do that, so then all of a sudden it becomes easy. It's a process to get there. But what we're the end goal is that this is what I identify with. This is what I'm comfortable with. This is a person like David HaMelech, Toivli Torah Espicho Me Alfei Zav V'Chesef. David HaMelech said, he could thousands of monies and everything. David HaMelech said, everything I had in the world, it's nothing compared to the Torah. And David HaMelech had it all. He had every pleasure he could possibly want. He said, to me, it's Torah. We have to try to create for ourselves that feeling. We have that, so then there's nothing to be lazy about. Because it's all very exciting.